Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
I got a little secret I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
One day, if he ever has to like get married,
Nah.
Look at this.
Alex doesn't have that in him. You can tell. He's a good boy.
What happened?
Nothing.
Sarah Vinny Secret Show for Wednesday, Wednesday, hump day,
September 28th. Hump day of all the days ever.
Our guest today is the lovely and talented V. Hale.
What the hell?
Good morning.
Wow, that's like 20 rusty trombones
at once. That was...
The trombone section's busy over there.
The performance.
Well,
woo.
Whew. An expert opinion from an expert.
Adrenaline.
Hi, V.
Hey, V.
Hey, guys.
How are you? How's it going?
Good. So I'm curious if I go on vacay next week back to Boston...
Yeah.
Oh.
Will I have sex with that guy? I don't know.
Oh.
Well, it's up to you.
Well, wait a minute. This is the.
But then I can come back and talk about the sex.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Let's hold on. Let's go
do
back.
Do all kinds of fucking freaky stuff.
Well, isn't this guy in a relationship? I thought.
No. Remember, they broke up over a year ago.
Oh, okay. Oh. That's what. So reset this for us. So for a little while, there was some mutual masturbation while he was in the middle of a relationship, right?
No,
over Zoom, right?
Dude.
No, through text.
No, oh my God, let's just.
You were Zooming
everyone.
Yeah, she was just taking pictures of her woman. Yeah.
I think you call it twat timing.
It's not FaceTiming.
That's actually clever. No. We had messed around when we met. Whoopsie.
Oh, you met him in Boston and he had a girlfriend.
Yeah.
When you say messed around, you mean he put his penis in your vagina and pounded
you
remember, stupid.
No, I didn't. I was on my period. I did not.
Oh.
But it fell in my mouth somehow. I don't know how it got there.
Oh.
That happens. You know.
I was like, well, since it's here, I'll just
finish
you off. Yeah. You're welcome. No, and then it was like I moved away a couple of months later, kind of would stay in contact. But
But months, you had months of availability, but then he confessed that he had a girlfriend, or you knew that?
No, I knew he had a girlfriend.
But you still blew him, and then you were like, I can't be involved with that.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you go, oh, we shouldn't do this. We really shouldn't do this.
We can't stop doing this.
Don't keep going. You
oh, this is
don't
wrong.
Do that.
Oh,
don't.
This is wrong.
Stop.
This is wrong.
And then the guy or girl says, I was thinking about you the whole time, though. And it makes it worse. Anyways, no, she doesn't know. It's fine. What just happened?
Okay, so this guy
moved
away,
to get boned.
Stayed in contact. Then they broke up, so then we really started talking more. But you know what? Here's the thing, and I've started to get annoyed. Like, I think he's sort of a man-child, in a sense.
Well, hello.
Because, like, we talk a lot. I know. It's so fucking annoying. And then now that he knows I'm coming, like, we talk, we exchange stuff. Like, I don't know if he's scared what it is.
When's the last time you sent him a picture of your twat?
Maybe a month.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah.
Solid.
Are you
When's
going
the last
there?
Time he sent you a dick pic?
Same night.
Oh, same night. Okay.
Are you going there specifically to fuck this guy? I mean, in the,
not at all.
Then why
I don't know
why
if
is
I'll
it
see
so
him.
Top of mind for you? I mean, you're obviously going to bang him when you go there. You need it.
You I should bang him.
You should.
The last
you should
time
go
I was
get
there, I didn't even see him.
I want you to bang him, please.
Thank
Do it.
You. No, I may not even see him. I'm not kidding.
Why?
Because here's the thing. Because my friend group, that's his friends. That's how I met him. They don't, well, the guys might know we talk, but like my friends don't. Maybe I'll bring it up this time, but like I don't, like we're not like, hey, want to meet up? That's what I'm getting at, to where he kind of like, he's weird like that. Like we at least talk weekly, even if it's just something quick on Instagram, like replying to a story
right.
or some type of interaction.
LOL.
We don't like sit there and like chat for hours and giggle.
But
ever since like
too.
It's getting close to my trip, like it suddenly is it's weird. Men are it's why what's why.
What so
him,
you think he's
him.
Being uncomfortable or
yeah? What's the
something.
Problem here?
What do you so
yeah.
he's just disappeared?
I mean, kind of. I mean, it's only been like a couple weeks, but I joked with him and sent him a message, and I was like, "Are you losing sleep at night over your excitement? Because I'm going to be there in 2 weeks.
Oh,
like,
there
that's
it
how
is.
I am."
And
he replied back, "Ha." That's like how he is, and I just was laughing at it. But and then that's it, nothing.
But now you've told him.
That's what I'm saying.
You've said.
But
if I'm
not there,
weeks.
He'll talk to me. We'll you know chat it up. So I'm like,
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles, gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS. .co.
That's weird.
Oh, he wants to hide
That's
his excitement, maybe.
It's
maybe he's
like,
exciting and he doesn't
want to. I don't like that. I wanted to be a little more excited about this, you know? Like,
yeah,
hey, let me take you out to
like,
dinner. Or let me just get in an alley and get another blowjob out of you.
Hold on a minute. Let's just. So, is it possible
dinner.
That he really
Why?
Cares about you?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so at all.
Well, then. Fuck that
like
guy.
Not even
find a new guy to fuck.
Or is it possible that he wants to protect his heart? That's why he's acting
yeah,
like he doesn't
I'm
care
saying.
About you. Yeah, like you know.
I don't know. I don't think anyone ever
vulnerable.
Likes me. So
oh,
I don't know.
That's come
ridiculous.
On,
dude. We both love you.
We love you.
Yeah, that's
and we think you're beautiful,
dude. We don't twat time.
I'm All sure right. that could be
Good
arranged.
Point.
Well, he oh, talked to my producer funny. About it. We'll arrange
dude,
that.
Like you're so funny. Down on yourself.
Yeah, I know.
You're not, dude, Amazing. It's not even being down. It's just being
you
realistic.
You got to find the
like,
right person. That's all. You're
I
fucking,
am.
You're,
but
you're
that's
so perfectly you the whole time.
That's what bums me out is otherwise, like, he definitely gets, like, my humor and, like, you know what I mean? We'll give it back a little or think it's funny. Like, he's not like, oh, whoa, whoa. So I think that's kind of why it's a bummer. But my point was maybe I'll come back. We don't need to get into feelings, okay? I really don't think he likes me. But my point is maybe I'll come back with a nice dick throwdown story.
I hope so.
Please do.
I'm
That's
trying.
Your homework. Just consider it your homework. Find someone to fuck and let us know about it. Didn't you fuck a bartender
a
once? Like in the
Yeah, Santa Rosa. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Was that where, was that at the bar? Was that
no? He was bartending, and we sat down. I was like, "Oh my god!" And like literally a week later, because I just moved to Santa Rosa, I'm like, "God, that guy's hot." And I'm like, "Oh, he's being polite because he's getting a tip,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
right, of course."
And then a week later, I was in a different restaurant. And Santa Rosa's like small, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And he walked in with his friends, and I was with my boss that we saw him at together. And she was like, dude. I'm like, no way. And he sat next, and he remembered us. And then I went home with him that night.
Nice.
But was it that
we got
just
to
a
know
one
each
night
other
stand?
For a couple hours drinking? What?
So that
no,
was
we
a
had
stand.
No, we slept a few with each other a few times later, but it probably would have been best left in a one night stand. But whatever.
Oh, why?
Were you, neither of you all that into each other? Like, what happened?
Because,
did he dump you?
I mean,
did you dump
him? I think I was kind of into him, but not really. I had no one there. I was brand new. He was an asshole, and that's what I go after because I have issues. But, like, it was, like, texting, no answer. Yeah. Yeah.
We all love assholes, right?
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, we do.
But I know why I love them. Like, I don't need a therapist. I break it all down for myself. They're just expensive for no reason. But, anyways. Yeah.
I don't know. A little therapy.
No. Either way. I have fear of commitment and don't want to get hurt, so if I date a guy that I know is wrong, I won't get too close and it won't go anywhere because I'm not that dumb girl that'll get myself into a relationship. So he's not great, so let's go with him because it'll end soon and then I don't really
There's a strategy.
Wow.
That's I'm telling you.
Let's not try to fix that.
Yeah, it's let's
just, I'm trying to fix that. That's why I've been alone for so long because I'm like, dude.
Vinny's hand is up.
Yes, I have a question. Yeah. Now that life has kind of begun to return to normal, are finding yourself out more and able to meet more people, or are you
where to go meet people? Like, I don't know why in your 20s, I'm not sure what the difference was because there was absolutely no dating apps or anything like that. I somehow would find a guy that was like your fuck buddy or whatever, right? A consistent on again, off again, whatever it was. And I was in relationships. And now I'm like, where does one even go?
I think it's
like
because of the dating apps. Like, people don't have to troll around going,
Yeah, now there's definitely the stigma attached to dating apps is gone. People are absolutely,
that's how people
there
find
is
each
no other.
Other
way.
Yeah, well, and look
unless
at the personality.
I'm still like, I'm into aggressive. The grocery store pickup. You never go to the grocery store and just keep your eyes open? There are people there every day.
I mean, maybe
all day,
I'll
every
look around,
day.
But I don't think I've ever been in a grocery store and thought, I hope that guy comes up to me.
Well,
soup
I can't believe people haven't come up to you at the grocery. Do you go to the grocery
go
store?
Go hang out there in a cute shirt.
Yeah, just go shopping.
Be there squeezing the lemons.
I would absolutely be like, oh, hey. You don't have a kid.
I'm viciously here the whole day squeezing lemons. Yeah. What's going on?
Until the juice runs down.
They like come up to me. They're all, ma'am, do you need help? You've been in the produce aisle for a few hours.
I'm just busy squeezing your
trying
lemons.
Trying to find the perfect peach. Cucumbers aren't big enough.
Thumbprints.
I don't know. And I'm aggressive. I meet people in person, and they're like, "Dear God, what is this?"
That's I don't believe that.
Human.
I don't believe that at all.
Yeah, I get constantly that I am aggressive.
Yeah.
In
so
my
what? People
That's
like
what
aggressive.
Said. That's why I won't change.
That's what it is. Like, she'll meet a guy who would put up with aggressive, and she's like, well, "I don't like that guy."
He's perfect and healthy. God, why would I stutter out?
What a
That's
fucking
why.
Pushover
that
might that
lead
guy.
To feelings.
He does what I say. It's like I don't have anyone to yell at.
He's respectful.
You're a doormat. Bye,
loser. Yeah, I'm finding a good asshole.
He's not crying because of what I said.
Yeah. Shit, I'm fucked up. It's fine.
I hope you do bone him. I hope you go.
Me too.
I hope you eat some bar pizza.
I'm going to get... Oh, I can't... You know what I can't wait for is the chata. I just want a bowl of chata. That's it. Yeah. And then I'll be fine. When I was going Sounds in the good. Summer before COVID, I just wanted a lobster roll. Mm. But now... I mean, you can still get those, but now it's cold there.
You can still get a lobster roll, though.
Lobster.
But it's not like lobster season.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of five-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm Dining Set, which has over 700 five-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bobapedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 five-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bobapedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the Modular Bob Sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 five-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Summer is...
But
like
you can always get fried clams and fried scallops.
Fried shrimp.
Mm. Yeah. Get the Chinese food there, too. They have like a whole wackadoo East Coast Chinese food thing going on. Like the chicken fingers
their
and
Chinese
shrimp fingers.
Their Chinese food is weird on the East Coast.
The pork strips.
Is it?
The whole little, yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, because
really
chow mein is actually lo mein. If you get chow mein, it's super weird. I ordered it one time when I was new, and I was like, what the fuck? I can't even explain. I don't remember. It's not new. Like, it's... Here, I feel in America.
It's like,
in America,
it's like a California rice thing or something.
And there's tons of like, it's like sprouts and it's weird. It's weird. I don't know how to explain it, but if you ever go.
They got the poo-poo platter. They have that out here? They do, right?
Oh,
I don't know what that is.
I've heard of that, but
it's
I don't know what it is.
It's just a big appetizer platter.
How's it spelled? Like P-O-O?
P-U-P-U.
Oh, P-U-P-U.
And it's a big, it has like all this like, pink rimmed slices of pork and all the like,
oh, yeah,
all these
I know
crazy
about that.
Different.
It's kind of like Asian food appetizer.
Yeah, but it's very.
Oh yeah, this looks like stuff I eat all the time.
Mm-hmm. Hey, let's do a bad advice.
It's not a poopy platter.
We have time.
It's lunch.
Yes.
I don't know if we do.
We do. We have time.
I don't think so.
It's a
I
good
don't
time
so.
For it.
Yeah.
What do you? Yeah, we do.
I think we're out of time.
No,
we have a meeting
not.
To get to too. Remember,
what?
You have to log on to that meeting at a certain time.
Don't forget, you got to log on. Yeah. Well, I wish you well in Boston.
I had a whole thing planned for today around this meeting that we were called into. And then at the last second, just now, we get this, oh, whoops, we're not doing it.
Oh, that's okay.
What is
that? The meeting's still happening. We can just do it from wherever we are.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Bing, 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 bing.
We should probably go talk to Lindsay about that one thing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What's your one thing?
I have one thing.
All right. Mm.
All right, we got some stuff to do. I'm getting. I see the wrap up. I got it.
I want to do a bad advice.
I know you do.
We can do one tomorrow.
We'll do
then
one tomorrow for sure.
And then Friday we have Mags on.
Oh, Mags is coming back. The commune farmer girl.
Mm-hmm.
Free love for everyone thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like her.
I like her too.
She's a butt plug expert. B. Yeah.
You want to come on that?
Hey, have
show?
You ever had a butt plug
I don't know. No, sounds. Oh, it hey, sounds like when you're constipated.
Let me ask you. I have a question.
Like the poo is just at the end, but it won't
it's
come
a plug,
out. You know,
right?
Yeah.
Vinny's hand is up.
Vinny, I was wondering, have you ever been getting done doggy style, and then a guy sticks his finger in your butthole too, while he's doing you doggy style?
I'm sure because I like butt play, but I like the circular mm-hmm. thumb motion
just
more
around
than
the buckeye, insert. But not yeah. like the.
Just like a nice swirl.
And you want him to spit whirlpool. On that finger a little bit, so it's a little...
I mean, it's helpful.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. All right.
Yeah. Otherwise,
I think
it's just
using the vag
friction.
Juice works, too, though. You know.
Oh, that's... Oh, or yeah. you can drag... Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I hope that guy circles your butthole while he does
Me
you
too.
From behind.
You know? Will I get a butthole whirlpool or let you guys know?
We'll see.
Can't wait to find out.
Hey, does that mean you're not on next Wednesday?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll talk.
Okay.
All right.
Could we talk from Boston? Could you do one
oh,
from
yeah,
Boston?
Oh, yeah. We actually, possibly could, yeah.
Yeah, we could. I won't have some of my stuff, but...
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
I'll get
we'll
with her
out. I
after
actually
the show.
Can, yeah.
Yeah. We can Yay! Help you strategize, you know.
Woo! Yep. Otherwise, we were going to have to do, like, on Wednesday's show next week, we'd have to do A Day Without V.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you guys would really lose sleep over that. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what I want to talk about. What do you want to talk about?
I love
Let's talk about when
it's
V used to be here.
It's my birthday.
Remember when V used to come on Wednesdays and make our week?
Oh, those were the
cry.
Days.
Oh. All right. Have a great day, you guys. Bear. Send your text that we never get to Brynn.
Remember when she would say stuff to us and we'd make that shock face?
Every single time. What the hell?
What the hell?
You guys. All right, Vinny, give me the magic words. It's over.
I miss V already.
I want a picture of this.
I just, like, the end.
Get out of here.
Now I'm choking on myself. All I was right. in the middle of a performance.